We're going to be looking today at Psalm 22, the book of Psalms 22. We're talking about the proof that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. And one of the most amazing and probably the strongest evidence that shows that the Bible is truly the Word of God is what we call prophecy. We're looking at how these Old Testament prophets in particular predicted hundreds of years before the events actually occurred exactly what was going to happen. And they did that in such detail that there is no question that they were guided by the Spirit of God. So we're going to look today at another remarkable prophecy about Jesus Christ, and it comes from Psalm 22. Now, before we begin looking at Psalm 22, I just want to pose a question here. Do you remember these words from the Bible? Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Now you may say, well, I don't remember looking at those words or reading those words anywhere. They may sound strange, but those words are in your Bible. Jesus said those words when he was hanging on the cross. Those words are from the Aramaic language, which was spoken in Jerusalem and in around Palestine. Now, those words come from Matthew 27, verse 46. The Bible says, "In about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, 'Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani,' that is to say," and here's the interpretation, here is what those words mean, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Now that's Matthew 27, verse 46. Now with that in mind, we want to begin today in Psalm 22, beginning in verse 1. And immediately, right away, we see those very words. In Psalm 22, verse 1, David writing 1,000 years before Jesus was born. And just let that sink in. Think that through for just a few seconds. We're looking at a book now, the book of Psalms, Psalm 22. We're looking at a particular psalm that was written 10 centuries before Jesus was born. And what do we find in verse 1? We find that David says those very words, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" That is the way that David felt. That is also the way that Jesus felt. Now you see what's happening here in Psalm 22 is this. David is writing about his troubles. He's writing about the trials that he had. And he's especially talking about what his enemies had done to him. He's talking about how he was mistreated by these evil men. And as he's writing about what was happening to him and all the troubles that he was facing, the Holy Spirit was inspiring him to write these things in anticipation of and prophesying about the sufferings of Jesus Christ, which were very similar, except that Jesus' sufferings were actually worse. So in other words, the Holy Spirit is using David here as somewhat of a type. And his words serve to foreshadow or represent what is going to happen 1,000 years later in the life of Jesus and at the death of Jesus when he died on the cross. And it's amazing, isn't it, that as David begins here in Psalm 22, verse 1, he says the very words that Jesus said 1,000 years later. You see, David felt like that God had forsaken him. Now, God literally had not forsaken David. God had not given up on David. But David felt alone. He felt isolated. He felt discouraged. And when we feel that way, sometimes we wonder, well, why, God, are you allowing this to happen to me? Why aren't you doing something about my troubles? We all feel like that at times. That is the way that David felt here, and that's the way that Jesus, as a human, going through human life as he did and experiencing life as a man, as he did, Jesus felt that same kind of isolation and lonely feeling. David says in Psalm 22, verse 1, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Now, when you look at David saying these words, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It's interesting to look at how that Jesus said the same thing 1,000 years later when he was being crucified, but it gets far more interesting than that. This is a far more striking passage than just what we read in verse 1, because I want you to notice the details here that are fulfilled in Jesus' life as we continue to read through Psalm 22. Now, skipping down to verse 4, after David talks about praying to God and how that he felt like that God had not answered his prayer, he says in verse 4, "Our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But," David said, "I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people." Now watch very carefully what happens in verse 7 and see if verse 7 and verse 8 remind you of anything that you read in the New Testament. David said in verse 7, "All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him." Now, who does that make you think of? Who does that remind you of? Does that sound like anything that was said when Jesus was hanging on the cross? Did anybody say something like that or exactly like that to him? Yes, you'll remember those statements, because that is exactly what the Jewish leaders said to Jesus as he was hanging in agony on the cross. They said, well, he delivered others. He saved others. Let him save himself. And he trusted in the Lord. He trusted in God that he would deliver him. Let God deliver him. If he's really the Christ, then let him come down from the cross. They were making fun of him. Just like these people were taunting David in his time, those Jewish leaders mocked Jesus and ridiculed him as he was being crucified. So we have another striking detail of Psalm 22 that was fulfilled in Jesus' life. But let's keep reading. In verse 9, "But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help." Verse 12 says, "Many bulls have compassed me," that is, surrounded me. "Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round." So David is saying, they're all around me. I am surrounded by my enemies. But let's keep reading. Notice verse 13. "They gaped upon me with their mouths, as a ravening and roaring lion." So they were ridiculing Jesus. They were reviling Jesus. And remember that when Jesus was on the cross, that it was not just the Jewish leaders who were putting him down and using sarcasm and making fun of him, but the two thieves at first began to revile him. And then later, one of those thieves repented, but you still had the other one that reviled him. So there were different people surrounding Jesus when he died on the cross that did exactly the same thing to him that happened to David here in Psalm 22. But look also at verse 14. Here is another fascinating fulfillment of what David wrote about. David said, "I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death." Now, this is the way that David felt. He felt like that he was emotionally drained. He felt like that he was physically exhausted and spent. David is talking about the way that he felt when he wrote these things. And yet, this is a striking and a very fitting description of how Jesus felt on the cross to an even higher degree. Because Jesus experienced all the pain that went with the cross. The physical pain from the punctures in his body, the beatings, the scourging that he had already received, the incredible thirst that went with crucifixion, the fever, and all of these physical symptoms that were a part of dying by crucifixion. That is what David is describing here by way of prophecy in Psalm 22, verses 14 and 15. Now let's keep reading. In verse 16, he says, "For dogs have compassed me, that is, they have surrounded me." Now the dogs here, of course, are men. They're bad men, evil men. That is exactly what happened to Jesus when he was on the cross. "The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet." Now, how could David say that? Why would David say that 1,000 years before it happened to Jesus? Now, whatever happened to David here, whether there was something physical or whether he's using this as a figure of speech about the kind of persecution that he was feeling, is something that we may not be able to answer for sure, but we do know this, that when Jesus died on the cross, there is nobody that fulfilled these words like he did when he was crucified, because he was nailed to the cross. He had those nails in his hands or his wrist and then in his feet. So the Bible here again is giving a striking amount of details and specific prophecies about what would happen to Jesus. Look at verse 17. "I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me." Again, another fascinating reference to crucifixion, because there were people staring at the Messiah. You see, crucifixion was death, but it was also a great embarrassment. It was a public form of humiliation to this person. The Roman government wanted to say to people, this is what happens when you go against our laws. When you rebel against our authority, this is what is going to be done to you. So they made a public spectacle out of people. They made an example out of people. So when the Bible says here in Psalm 22, "They look and stare upon me," that is exactly what happened to Jesus. And when the Bible says, "I may tell all my bones," we remember the record in the book of John, where the Bible says that the soldiers came to the two thieves and broke their legs. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was dead already, and they did not break his legs. No bone of him was broken. And then in verse 18 of Psalm 22, we have these famous words, "They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture." That is exactly what those soldiers did with the clothes of the Messiah. Folks, there is only one way to explain how David, writing 1,000 years before Jesus was even born, could say these things. There's only one way to explain how that these details matched exactly. And that is that David was writing by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. That is why we say that Psalm 22 is one of the most remarkable examples of prophecy and one of the strongest proofs that the Bible is truly the inspired Word of God.